Welcome back to our Faith Builder podcast. We are continuing on our Lenten journey. For me, the season of Lent is about transitions and transforming. It seems like we just finished with the Christmas season and we are already into our second full week of Lent. When reflecting on how the liturgical seasons fall in our faith, it makes sense to me to look at the immediate connection of Christ's birth to his death and resurrection. Then we can spend the remainder of the liturgical year using this time of change to become better disciples of Christ. Now, during the Christmas season, on traditionally the 12th day, we celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany. An epiphany is an important revelation or discovery. The Feast of the Epiphany is also known as the Feast of the Magi or Wise Men. But did you know that the Epiphany also includes another important part of Christ's life? The following week, we celebrate the baptism of Jesus. So how are these two events connected? In the first part of the Epiphany, we know that the wise men are seeking the birth of the one who was to fulfill the Old Testament prophecies. The prophecy states, "And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will govern my people Israel." After following the star, the wise men discover Jesus and worship him, giving him the three symbolic gifts. The gold reveals Christ as king, the incense reveals his role as a priest and teacher, and the myrrh reveals and foretells that he will suffer a martyr's death. The next part of the Epiphany is celebrated a week later in church, finishing up the season of Christmas. Here we celebrate the baptism of Jesus. Jesus' divine nature is revealed by God himself. In Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, it reads, "And when Jesus was baptized, he went up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove upon him, and a voice from heaven saying, 'This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased.'" So we end the season of Christmas with the true nature of who Jesus is revealed to us. Now, when you look in the Bible at the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the very next story in all three Gospels is the Holy Spirit calling Jesus to the desert for 40 days to prepare him for publicly living out this revealed nature. Jesus himself cannot do this without prayer and fasting. So what does this say about us? During the season of Lent, we are called to remind ourselves of what our true nature is. We are going through our own transition of birth to baptism to living out our baptismal promises. But we can't do this without constant spiritual help. Jesus gained his strength through fasting and prayer by removing the distractions of life. This is what we are called to do during the season of Lent. We are called to reflect on what the unnecessary distractions and temptations are in our own lives that take our time and thoughts away from God. Then we are called to enter our own desert for 40 days so that our focus can be on becoming closer to God. Next week, we'll talk more about the continued transition of Lent and how it's meant to transform us into the disciples we are called to be. Until then, please remember to stay hopeful, be prayerful, and keep building the faith.